Now, I know that going into this tournament, last we were hearing was that you suffered an injury in the most recent tournament you were in. How are you getting on from that?
Yeah, all good. Spent the last 10 days on holiday in St. Lucia, so good place to be recovering. Had a bit of a training break out there and just trying to do things a little bit differently from what I've done in the past, and looking forward to the tournament now, all rested and ready to go.
I was going to say, when you look at the training camp, it's something a little bit different that you've experienced. Do you feel that it's helped you, that little bit of change, because it's helped your recovery?
I think so. I came into the gym in Sheffield this morning and felt like I had a spring in my step. Everyone was commenting that I looked sort of fresh, looked sharp, and that was good. You know, I've been on tour 18 years now, I'm 35, so you can, if you're not careful, get a little bit stale with certain things. It's nice to freshen things up and nice to get away with your family, when you are touring, you don't see them so much. So they're the things that give me that sort of strength and energy these days. So spending that quality time away, little girl is 18 months, just feeding off her energy, really. It's hard not to have a great time.
Now, Nick, you and I were actually the same age, and what I'm finding is the older I'm getting, when you were a kid, everyone said the older you get, the more difficult kind of sport and exercise, it takes a lot longer to recover and things. And yeah, I'm finding that is the case. Are you finding similar, Nick?
Definitely. I think a lot of it is just adjusting your mindset and saying, well, okay, it's not a bad thing. I'm just going to manage my schedule out of choice now. I think I had a few dodgy periods where sort of overtrained or overcompeted back-to-back tournaments and back-to-back matches, and sort of tried to take it in my own hands now to not play any back-to-back events, have gaps in between, have little scheduled breaks. Even if you are training when you're there, still getting that sun and that relaxation on your body. And then a bit more sort of recovery time, things like yoga, swimming in my schedule now, taking the impact off my body with a lot more biking as opposed to running, what I used to do, just to help. It's about the recovery, really. I can still train and play as hard as I ever have done, but it's just that recovery in between training, between competition, and trying to improve that side of it, really, out of choice rather than necessity.
Do you know what, as well, Nick, the coincidence is that about 7 or 8 years ago, I was trying to get more healthy, and the trainer that I had was like, right, let's do some squash. And I actually ended up landing with part of my foot on the floor, part of my foot on the wall, and did all kinds of like stuff to my knee, which I'm not going to go into. But, since then, it's like it's taken ages to recover from that. Are you ever worried about getting a big injury like that? Or do you find actually that you've always, it's not been so bad for you?
I mean, I guess your squash technique might have to be called into question there if you manage to get a foot on the wall and the floor at the same time. So, I mean, I hopefully will avoid that one in particular. Sorry to poke fun at your squash performance.
No, it's fine. But I'm not quite at your level, Nick, to be fair.
But no, joking aside, it is a sport that's hard on your body. I've had a couple of knee tidy-ups operation-wise, and I've had a bit of an ongoing ankle problem, which sort of caused me to pull out of the last event. So it is a tough sport on your body, which is why I'm sort of better late than never going to sort of, taking steps to, when I'm not training, I'm then not impacting. Squash is enough impact as it is without then going running and without sort of doing too heavy lifting. I'm doing a lot more sort of things to take that weight off my body in the rest of the training, and hopefully that'll not only improve my performances in the short term, but give me extra longevity, eke out a few extra months or a year in your career as well.
And Nick, looking at the next tournament, the Allen British Open, you're actually going into this as the oldest competitor. Do you feel it's the case you'll be able to use them years of experience?
I think so. As I said, freshness has been the buzzword. I have been on tour a lot of years, a lot of squash balls hit, so I don't need to hit those extra balls that I used to hit. It's about staying fresh, staying sharp mentally, and hopefully the danger with that is sometimes you can go a little bit undercooked. So I'm just trying to get that balance right, and if I can start off the first two rounds and get a couple of matches under my belt, then there's no reason why I can't still go all the way.
And obviously you've achieved so much in the sport. I mean, have you got a set goal in mind for the end of this year? Is there a certain thing that you really want to achieve?
I think my baseline is I want to stay in the top four in the world. That helps with seedings and everything. I'm number three. I've not given up. That sounds like a negative, but I've stopped looking at the rankings or stopped thinking about trying to get to number one. It's about trying to just do my best and perform at the highest level I can perform every and doing taking measures to be able to achieve that. And hopefully then I'll have a couple more targets like the British Open, the World Open, and have a couple more chances to win those titles. I'm aware that day in, day out, week in, week out, there's younger guys who are going to be more consistent over the year than me, but hopefully I can still get the peaking right for the big events.
Yeah, Nick, I've got to apologise as well for the fact that age has been mentioned a couple of times. I know I started it, but I think Tom's enjoying the fact.
I can't do an interview now without it, so it's okay.
Do you know what, Nick, as well? I think that Tom enjoys the fact that he's the youngest person on this interview, and I think he's just making the most of it, to be fair.
That's the first day.
One other thing I wanted to ask you as well, Nick, from your Twitter profile, so you're a Sheffield Wednesday fan. Do you find much opportunity to watch what's going on with the Owls?
Well, my dad retired this year, and I got him a season ticket at Hillsborough as his retirement present, and I sort of thought that it would... The way things have gone, I think last year they scored about 10 goals at home all season. And I think he thought it was a punishment rather than a present. But, you know, they've been brilliant this year. You know, they've been the highest home scorers maybe, or second highest. And, you know, had a little bit of a wobble, which we knew was going to happen. But they're still in there in the playoffs. And everyone's getting excited. They played well at Forest on the weekend. And I get the lowdown every Saturday from my dad. And, yeah, in touch with loads of people at the club. And I think the vibe there is as positive as it's pretty much been since the glory days. So I know Sam's a big Burnley fan, isn't he? So they're looking good, but hopefully we can join them.
Yeah, boss man Sam here at Radio Yorkshire is Burnley. Do you know, we've got so many teams that are supported here. I'm the Huddersfield fan around here. We've got a Liverpool fan, Leeds fans, Bournemouth fans, and even a Guiseley fan. That would be Tom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the response most people kind of give when they find that out. Nick Matthew, the three-time world squash champion, three-time Commonwealth gold medalist as well. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire, and best of luck with the upcoming tournament.
Thanks, guys. Take care.